Greetings in Jesus' name on this 18th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently 26 degrees outside. It's a cold and frosty morning here in the southern Maine region of New England. And we are excited that this is a Wednesday night. My. Oh boy, do I get happy when you think about going to the Wednesday night gospel meeting where we're going to have some singing and some preaching and some testifying, some choir music. It's going to be thrilling. We have Bible studies on other times. Sunday morning, Sunday school, we have our Bible studies. During the week, we have our Bible studies. But when we go to church, we go to church. We have old-time preaching, old-time singing, old-time praising the Lord, and I'm excited about it. I hope that you're excited about going to your church on Wednesday night and being a part of what God's doing and seeing the Lord just move in power and great glory. We're continuing to work. It's cold outside, and we're siding the home, and that's thrilling. Appreciate the goodness of our Lord in providing a vehicle for us on yesterday. We were able to go pick it up yesterday, a GMC Sierra truck, and how thrilling. It's nice to have a vehicle. And so finally got our vehicle replaced, and we appreciate the Lord helping us to replace the vehicle. The church up here that we currently are ministering to was able to take care of that need for us. And also my home church sent some monies along, and it's just thrilling. Thank God for everything that He is doing in our midst. In your Bible today, I would ask you to look with me in the book of Acts and chapter number 6, verse number 10. The Bible says about Stephen, this is about Stephen the martyr, Stephen the preaching deacon, Stephen the man who stood for Christ. The Bible says, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. So the enemies of the gospel here, the Bible talks about those enemies of the gospel, the certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Stephen is a model example for every single one of us in the Christian work. He's a model example of his stand for Christ. Here is one of the most lengthiest passages other than the death of Christ. This is second in line to the most lengthiest passages of a man about his death. He's standing for Christ, his martyrdom, and you can find that, of course, at the end of chapter number 7. But yet, the Holy Ghost decided to pin down all of these words about this mighty man of God. And I'm wondering today, in my own life, am I able to stand like this? And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. They tried to resist it. They tried to stand against it. Those of the synagogue of the Libertines said, I've got a plan. This is what we're going to do. We're going to catch Stephen now, and we're going to get him right where he needs to be. No, they couldn't do that. They were not able to resist that wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. I submit unto you today a question. Why do you think this was so? Why do you think this was so, that they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake? I'll tell you why. The scriptures before tell us very clearly why were they were not able to resist the spirit by which he spake. Because Stephen was a man full of faith. He, woo, might as well call recess and shout a while. Thank God he was a man full of faith. And Stephen was able to know. He was able to stand boldly and say, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. He was able to stand and say, by faith, thank God, I'm going to trust the Lord. And so Stephen, he was full of faith. That's the reason that they couldn't resist the power and the wisdom by which he spake. He was a man full of faith. He was not only full of faith, the Bible says he was full of power. That's the difference maker. Boy, when you're full of power, full of the power of the Holy Ghost of God, you can't resist that. And these Libertines and these Cyrenians and Alexandrians and those of Cilicia and Asia, They were disputing with Stephen, but when Stephen spoke, that was it for them. Katie barred the door. They're all over with. Not the man of God. When he stood, he spoke in power. He spoke in faith. And I challenge all of us today to use Stephen as a model example to stand for Christ in these perilous times. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.